help us build the socialist, anti-war election standard every stage through the 100-plus days of Gaza horror, Labour leader Keir Starmer has echoed Tory Rishi Sunak, who in turn, has followed US President Joe Biden backing Israeli state terror. Sunak has also joined Biden in bombing Yemen, putting yet more civilian lives at risk. The strikes will not achieve their stated aim of stopping Houthi attacks in the Red Sea. Saudi Arabia has been bombing them for nearly a decade with US and UK backing. MPs in Britain didn't get a say on the airstrikes, but Starmer was in on it and gave his approval. No wonder hatred of both him and Sunak is so widespread on the Gaza protests. People are asking, who can I vote for at the general election? The Socialist Party is campaigning for a workers' list of candidates to stand, backed by the trade unions, which could include people such as Jeremy Corbyn, Diane Abbott and Emma Dentcote, as well as anti-war and community campaigners. We are starting preparations now for our stand as part of the trade unionist and socialist coalition in the general election when it comes, and in the local elections in May. And we are calling on other anti-war campaigners to stand with us. Visit tusk.org.uk for the core policy platform. Delegates from a number of different campaign groups and socialist organizations, as well as trade unionists, will attend a convention to organize a working class challenge at the general election in Birmingham on the 3rd of February. The event is organized by the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC. The Socialist Party is fighting for, end the siege, for the immediate permanent withdrawal of the Israeli military from the occupied territories, for a mass struggle of the Palestinians, under their own democratic control, to fight for liberation, for the building of independent workers' parties in Palestine and Israel, and links between them for an independent, socialist Palestinian state, alongside a socialist Israel, with guaranteed rights for all minorities, as part of the struggle for a socialist Middle East. No trust in the capitalist politicians, internationally or in Britain. Fight to build a workers' party in Britain that fights for socialism and internationalism,